Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Time magazine is set to announce its person of the year tomorrow, and the shortlist has already come out. And there's one major pop star on it, and I just wanted to put out
Weird Al.
What? Weird Al? Weird Al. Can you imagine for his statement saying that Spotify wasn't paying them enough? For context, like Time Magazine, I mean, the last person that was on it was the Ukrainian president and the spirit of Ukraine. Yeah. It's world leaders that typically get this cover, right? And on this short list are the Hollywood strikers, all the actors and writers that were fighting for fair pay, mm-hmm. the people who are going to prosecute former President Trump. Barbie is on this list.
Oh, if Barbie is Time's person of the year, that would be, oh, my God.
Yes, the Chinese president is on there. OpenAI CEO is on there. Vladimir Putin's on there. King Charles III is on there. Mm-hmm. And guess who's among them? Taylor Swift!
Oh, I would have never guessed.
Taylor Swift is on the shortlist for Time's Person of the Year. Time wrote, Grammy Award-winning artist Taylor Swift has had a major year from re-releasing her albums with record-setting streams to making one of the most successful concert films in history. Swift's Eras Tour is also on track to become the highest grossing global tour of all time. So we will find out tomorrow if she is going to be on the list or if she's going to be on the cover.
So of all those, who would you prefer, Mo?
Wow.
My vote's Barbie. I would love for Barbie to be Time Person of the Year.
Yeah, I go with Barbie too. That's fine.
You know what that sounds like? You don't care.
I don't. And I don't remember half of it either.
Can I be honest on there? Because yeah. I do get some flack for being a fangirl for Taylor Swift, but I do think she's a major contender for this award. And I say that because there are literally world leaders begging her to come to their countries because of the economic impact that mm-hmm. she brings. I mean, when Taylor comes to your city, I mean, I can't remember what the official numbers are, but she's pumped like billions of dollars back into the economy. And for it to happen on such a global scale, I mean, it's so much more than just like some pop star going on tour. Like, I really do think she has helped her and Beyonce. I mean, are you kidding me? And Barbie. But just from a global standpoint, like, I really do think Taylor's a contender here. And I would love to see my girl on the cover.
You
I would
didn't
never
say Beyonce, did you?
What?
You didn't say Beyonce, did you?
Beyonce's not on the short list, but she should be.
She should be.
All right. Taylor Swift is also set to earn over $100 million from Spotify alone as well. That people crunch the numbers for that. She is Spotify's top artist of the year. And I know Weird Al Yankovic was given Spotify a hard time for how little they're getting paid. Taylor is not having that conversation at all. I didn't realize how little Spotify paid their artists. They get paid 0.0035 cents per stream.
It's bad. It's really
that is
bad.
Little.
Mm-hmm. Little. But speaking of Beyonce and another woman who is killing it in the economic world, her Renaissance concert film won the box office over the weekend with $21 million. Good Ooh. For you, Beyonce. It was much, it did much better than expected in terms of what it was projected to make. And I know she is laughing all the way to the bank.
Absolutely.
Speaking of a list that both Taylor and Beyonce are on, the American Heart Association came out with a CPR playlist. That includes new tracks from Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Do you remember that episode of The Office where
that's why I laughed because in my head that whole episode of The Office just played out.
Yeah, so if you've never seen this episode of The Office, they had to do CPR training and they had to use the song Staying Alive as a way to keep on track for what to do when someone's having a heart attack and you got to like pump their chest to, I don't know, restart it. And you have to be doing it at a... I don't know what happens. I don't know what the science is. But there, it has to be 100 to 120 beats per minute. And Taylor Swift's You're Losing Me is on there, which includes a literal soundbite from her heartbeat. And Beyonce's Virgo's Groove is on there.
That's not like bad irony. Well, the song would be called You're Losing Me.
Yeah, right.
That's not right.
One of them have that playing while you're trying to give somebody CPR.
That's not what I want to hear.
It's so funny because one of the lyrics is, I can't get my heart to start anymore.
See, come on.
It's literally about her like dying because this breakup is so bad. But there's also...
And they want you to use that while giving somebody CPR.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if somebody does go into cardiac arrest or have a heart attack during the holiday season, there's also a holiday CPR playlist, including Wham's Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my...
Because it's going to be your last Christmas.
Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell.
Are you going like this?
Jingle Bell.
A Marshmallow World, Dean Martin.
Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweet us.
And this is playing in the background.
I don't think I want any of those in the background if I'm going out.
And the last two, Winter Wonderland, Tony Bennett.
In the meadow, we can build a snowman.
He's pumping.
It don't feel right.
And last one, Let It Snow, Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
Too cheery.
Can you imagine, like, Grandpa's gone down at Christmas dinner?
Let it snow. Don't go.
All right, one of the most iconic Christmas tracks that is not on this CPR playlist.
Yes.
It's hit number one after 65 years. I'm going to tell you about the new record on your next E-Buzz on The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.